place of fullness. Why? Because when you prophesy from a place of fullness, you bring people into a revelation of fullness. It really is that thing of that magnetic field that you're creating, that that Mark just preached about, is that when you are speaking from fullness, you create an atmosphere of fullness, and you bring people into revelations of fullness and the abundance of the kingdom of heaven. So, praise the Lord. Now, just a quick word as we transition out of that, but just a quick word. So what does that look like if you're not in the church, okay? Well, the great thing is you're still doing the same things. You're still establishing protocols, you know, of, like, I have a friend who works with investors, and I know this is a little scary, but he works with investors, and he gets prophetic words for what the commodity markets are going to do. And so he's actually a seer. He's a senior pastor of a church, but he sees into the commodity markets, and he actually sees the numbers where things are going to peak at and all these kind of things. So he meets with this group of investors and tells them what he sees, and then they have a protocol for judging. Wow, do we believe that's true? What should we do about it? You know, all those kind of things. So there's still protocol that happens within that particular structure, okay? So in the same way, there's going to be equipping that takes place. There's going to be protocol that takes place, all right? There's going to be maturing that takes place. These same things that are happening within the church are going to happen within the other metrons. We don't really have time to speak about that now, but I want to encourage you just to meditate on that. If you're called to another metron, go, well, none of that stuff applies to me. No, actually, it still does. It still totally applies to you. You're still going to apply some of the same structures. How are we going to build up this company? Or how are we going to build up this family? How are we going to build up this educational system? What are the educational components? What are the oversight components? What are the insight components? All those kind of things. What are the structures we're going to create for that? See, it really is the same thing. You're going for fullness. You're going for abundance. You're going for maturity. All the same things are going to apply to a different metron or a different sphere of influence than the church, okay? So, Father, we just pray over this group right now. We just release those grace. The grace, Lord, this is what the office is for. And so, Father, we receive the grace to walk in it. We receive the grace to do it. Father, that not only would we equip, but we'd pursue our own equipping, Lord God. We would go after the measure of faith that's going to be required for the destiny you've spoken over us. And Lord God, to bring other people into that. But Lord, we want to live that authentically.